Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Fair on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map.
I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger Fletcher, see? See the vortex of ultimate darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe. And it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
We are the music makers. And we are the dreamers of dreams.
It's 10 p.m. on a Friday night, which means your wait for the return of Songs from the Squid Pod is over. I'm your host, Savoir Fair, hosting another pre-recorded edition of the Squid Pod. 2 weeks ago, my show's theme was At the Movies, This Week in the 80s, and I thought I'd put together a follow-up given all the great movies released this week at some point during the 1980s. So without further ado, let's dive into it with tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week. On this day, 35 years ago, this comedy drama starring Tom Hanks and Jackie Gleason was released in theaters. It was Tom Hanks' seventh film, but his first to cast him as a more serious character. It would also be Gleason's final film appearance. Name the movie. And the answer to tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week, Nothing in Common from 1986. Jackie Gleason passed away on June 24th, just before the release. He was 71. Nothing in Common was directed by Gary Marshall, who was the creator of Happy Days. And despite being a moderately successful movie, the soundtrack features some great tracks from Richard Marx, Carly Simon, Nick Hayward, Christopher Cross, Aretha Franklin, and The Kinks. If you enjoy 80s trivia, you should be following me on Twitter at SquidPodRadio, where I post the 80s trivia question of the week just before the show, as well as other 80s related news throughout the week. One other artist featured on the soundtrack to Nothing in Common was Thompson Twins.
Just
You see that, kids? That's the St. Louis Arch, the gateway to the west. It's over 600 feet tall, and there's an elevator all the way to the top. That's 60 stories, you and me.
Wow, Jack, can we go up on it?
No.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Songs from the Squid Pod with me, your host, Savoir Faire. It's movie night here on the Squid Pod. We're looking at the movies that were released this week during the 80s. We started with the subject of tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week, Nothing in Common, released on this day 35 years ago and starring Tom Hanks and Jackie Gleason. We listened to the theme song for the movie performed by the Thompson Twins, which reached number 54 on the US Hot 100. Yesterday, July 29th in 1983, National Lampoon's Vacation made its cinematic debut. Lindsey Buckingham performed the theme song Holiday Road. And we finished the set with something from Starship, Wild Again from Cocktail, starring Tom Cruise, Elizabeth Shue, and Brian Brown. Cocktail was released yesterday, July 29th in 1988. Despite being a critical flop, Cocktail was the 8th highest grossing film of 1988 worldwide. You may be asking yourself why any song other than the Beach Boys' Kokomo from that soundtrack was played, and my response is, welcome to the Squid Pod. Kokomo's certainly a great track, but Wild Again by Starship is taken from their album Love Among the Cannibals, which was their and the entire Jefferson Airplane / Starship Enterprise last released until 2013. Not a huge hit, but one certainly worth remembering. In the background, you're listening to Tangerine Dream's Love on a Real Train from the Risky Business soundtrack. We'll have more to say about that classic 80s film next week. In the meantime, we're starting the night shift next, here on Songs from the Squid Pod.
I wanna see. shows in the light. And I'll work you when the day is through on the night shift. And I'll comfort you and I'll love you too all night on the night shift. You won't ever want to see the sun when I'm done with you.
I feel a lot of love in this room. I don't know, maybe it's me, but I'll tell you something. I was here a minute ago, and it was really beautiful. So at this moment, I think it's important that I see all of your breasts.
Or
I don't have to. I don't see the breasts.
Come on, let's get out of here. This guy's no pimp.
Did you see that? My fiance just spit on me.
And after you were deloused.
That kind of love on the sky. Enough talk.
Right now, the COVID-19 vaccines are available to millions of Americans, and soon they will be available to everyone.
This vaccine means hope. It will protect you and those you love from this dangerous and deadly disease.
I want to go back to work and I want to be able to move around.
To visit with Michelle's mom, to hug her and see her on her birthday.
You know what I'm really looking forward to is going to opening day in Texas Ranger Stadium with a full stadium.
We've lost enough people and we've suffered enough damage.
In order to get rid of this pandemic, it's important for our fellow citizens to get vaccinated.
I'm getting vaccinated because we want this pandemic to end as soon as possible.
So we urge you to get vaccinated when it's available to you.
So roll up your sleeve and do your part.
This is our shot.
Now it's up to you.
You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. Tonight is movie night in the 80s, and that last set was a tribute to a classic 1982 flick, Night Shift, starring Henry Winkler, Michael Keaton, and Shelley Long. The soundtrack to Night Shift is equally stellar, featuring Quarterflash performing the title track, Marshall Crenshaw's Someday, Someway, Heaven 17's Penthouse and Pavement, Al Jarreau with Girls Know How, and Talk Talk finished with their self-titled hit. We'll kick off the last set with something from the Lost Boys soundtrack, only on Songs from the Squid Pod.
Look at your reflection in the mirror. You're creature of the night, Michael. Just like out of a comic book. You're a vampire, Michael. My own brother, a goddamn sucking vampire. Oh, you wait till Mom finds out, buddy.
Love is with your brother.
Shangri-La. I can't forget why you were mine. I need you now. Cry, sister.
Thou shalt walk forth.
Come, come to your brother.
Thou shalt walk forth.
Come, show me, sister.
so boring here, Margot. There's nothing but playboys and tennis pros. If only I could find a real man.
I need to use your phone. She'll call you back.
Who are you?
Bond, James Bond. Exercise Control 007 here. I'll report in an hour.
Won't you join me?
Better make that two.
Deadly silent, Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
It looks like I'm a wreck. It's in the hole!
I'm alright, nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
Yeah!
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh? Oh, it looks good on you, though.
And now for something completely different.
Dedicate this to my father, Francis L. It's a song the girls in the band wrote, Lisa and Wendy.
Purple rain.
say you want a leader, but you can't seem to make up your mind. I think you better close it. Let me guide you.
Thanks for joining me once again on another pre-recorded edition of Songs from the Squid Pod. Hope you enjoyed my look back at the movies this week in the 1980s. A quick rundown of what you've been listening to. Gerard McMahon was the first to drop from the rafters with the theme to the Lost Boys soundtrack from July 31st, 1987. Cry, Little Sister. Also from July 31st, 1987, two great tracks from The Living Daylights, the first James Bond film featuring Timothy Dalton as Bond. We first heard the theme song performed by A-ha, and the Pretenders followed with one of their two tracks from that soundtrack, If There Was a Man. Caddyshack was released this week on July 25th, so we listened to Kenny Loggins' theme, I'm All Right. And if it wasn't already obvious, you're listening to Prince's Purple Rain in the background, which was released on July 27th, 1984. Have a great weekend, everyone. Stay safe and be smart. Get the vaccine and keep wearing those masks in public. Ciao.
You've been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, hosted by Savoir Faire, on 91.5 WMFO, Medford.